In the short stretch of the Mississippi River, where Missouri borders Kentucky, is a spot where Civil War strategy was so important, one side stretched the chain across the mighty river to stop all boats. So how did that plan work? The answer is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI to learn more. Looking for an edge at planting this season? Look no further than Seed Plus Graphite from Verdesian. It's a talc and graphite solution that delivers a full nutrient and biostimulant package directly to the seed, which helps stand establishment and tolerance to stressors like cold and drought. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant directly in the planter box. That's why we're using it this year on our own crop. Verdesian representatives are standing by to support you. Just head to VLSCI.com to connect and learn more.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
When the Civil War began in 1861, this spot on the Mississippi River that splits the states of Kentucky and Missouri became a crucial high ground to hold.
They wanted to keep this area occupied by the South so that the North couldn't filter down by river.
Cindy Lynch speaks from what is today Columbus Belmont State Park.
We are sitting high on bluffs overlooking the Mississippi River. They're like a 150-foot drop from the bluff's height. The fortifications, though, went far beyond area that you see here at the park.
The Confederate Army occupied this spot at war's beginning, and they devised a plan to physically block all Union boat traffic on the river.
The Confederates thought that it would be a good idea to stretch this chain across there to keep the Union boats from coming down. Well, it didn't work very well. The chain and the anchor and everything was just too heavy, and it broke by its own weight.
Each link of that chain weighed 20 pounds and was secured by a 6-ton anchor. Mines were placed in front of the chain in order to sink any boat that tried to pass. Part of the chain is still on display today. The Battle of Belmont in November of 1861 was the first for General Ulysses Grant.
The Battle of Belmont was actually fought on the Missouri side. There was no major battle here at this site because it was so heavily fortified. No one tried to take it because they knew they couldn't.
Grant and the Union Army instead found success in taking other Confederate forts in the area. In March of 1862, the Confederates decided to relinquish control of the bluffs and their fortifications instead of enduring a siege. Today, this state park commemorates that history and offers one of the best views of the mighty river. Traveling the countryside in Columbus, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCray.